from the Center for the Study of God and Culture and the studios of Faith Talk 1500, it's the Paul Edwards Program. Information, commentary, and podcasts are always online at godandculture.com. Now, here's your host, Paul Edwards.
You know, every morning, as part of my devotional activity, I choose a psalm at random. I know that a lot of people are more systematic than that, but I will choose a psalm at random. And this morning, my random psalm was Psalm 94, which consists of about, it consists of exactly 23 verses. Imagine my surprise when I got down to the end of the psalm, when I read these words, verse 19, "When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Can wicked rulers be allied with you?" The you there being God. "Can wicked rulers be allied with you, those who frame injustice by statute?" Meaning those who frame injustice by the laws they pass. "They band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death." Much of the debate last night was all about abortion language in the statute that was passed by the House of Representatives. It actually wasn't passed by the House of Representatives. It was passed by the Democrats in the House of Representatives. Verse 22 of Psalm 94 says, "But the Lord has become my stronghold and my God, the rock of my refuge. He will bring back on them their iniquity and wipe them out for their wickedness. The Lord our God will wipe them out." And I recognize that that's pretty strong language, and I certainly don't mean to apply it in a literal sense. But God will be vindicated. Welcome into the Paul Edwards Program. All across southeastern Michigan, northwest Ohio, and parts of Ontario, Canada, here in the Center for the Study of God and Culture. And I'll let you in on a little secret. This afternoon, I broke a tooth, and I'm having a difficult time talking. And so if I start to slur my words halfway through the program here, it's not because I'm having a stroke. It's probably because the back of my tongue is caught on the tooth. And we've got a lot to talk about today. Most of it centered on healthcare reform, which will be signed into law tomorrow. And then it goes back to the Senate for reconciliation. And we'll see what the Senate Republicans can do with it. I want to open the phone lines for the full 2 hours today and get your thoughts on what happened last night. 866-423-WLQV is the phone number, of course, 866-423-9578. And you can also instant message me in studio at the website at godandculture.com. The highlight of the evening was three different votes, the first of which was on the Senate bill itself. The second was on a motion to recommit.